Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. Whenever you are, this is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. Obviously, we have another brilliant listener story for you today. But first off, before we get to that, I hope you're all doing well. It's been a crazy week here in the UK. So hot. My God, it's been so hot. Makes it hard to record as well. These headphones I wear, they're like earmuffs. Nice in the winter, but this time of year, not ideal. I've even turned off my fan for a moment. I did record initially with the fan on, but I thought everyone deserves to hear this without the hum of air blowing past me in the background the whole time. But we'll be finished in a minute and playing a story for you, so I'll be back to cooling down soon. And I hope you've all been keeping well as well in this heat, out there swimming or doing whatever you do to beat it. If you have any tips, do let me know. Now, before we get to this week's story, I have a few bits of usual housekeeping. Now, if you are new to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy what you hear. But we are built on fan stories. That's a big thing we use, is we take your stories that you send in and we dramatize them and put them into the form you're about to hear with music, sometimes sound effects and whatnot. So if you have a story you want to send in, make sure to get in touch. You can do that by going to ghost-stories.co.uk. And you could submit there through our contact form. Alternatively, you can find us on Facebook and ping us a message and we can have a chat. So yeah, if you have a good ghost story, make sure to do that. Also, if you're new, make sure to click that subscribe button wherever you're listening so you're updated in the future. If you want to support us that a bit extra and go the extra mile, you know, listening is more than enough. You can do so by jumping over to Patreon, and you can support us by becoming an apparition at that tier. It's $1 or similar in your local currency. Or for $5, you could become a ghost. And what's particularly exciting about Patreon is I should hopefully in the next 2 weeks be recording a Patreon special, our first one, which will be exclusive just for those listeners. Before I continue talking about Patreon, I do have a shout out to our latest ghost subscriber, and that is Kai. So Kai, thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. Another great example of our global reach. It looks like Kai is in Norway, which is, I didn't even know we had listeners in Norway, to be honest. So that's really cool to see. You know, I've seen Australia, Canada, America, India, obviously the UK. But yeah, no, I don't think I've come across Norway as listeners before. So Kai, thank you so much. And I imagine you're spreading the word over there as well. So I appreciate that. I look forward to seeing a few more Norwegian listeners popping up in our listener analytics. Now, let's not delay anymore. We'll get to the reason you're all here is this week's story. Now, this story has been sent in by Amber, and I tell you what, it's a creepy one. When I was writing it up for the podcast and preparing it to record, it was actually late night, so I couldn't sleep with the heat, and as I was typing, I was actually getting pretty tired. Now, I forgot I left the back door open to the house, and the cat sprinted in as I was about to fall asleep and just, yeah, woke me up. Startled me massively. So I think this story is probably a creepier one all for it. But yeah, it's Amber's experience of living alone after divorce. Now, I don't want to say much more than that. It's an absolutely fantastic story. And Amber, thank you so much for sending it in. I can't wait for you all to hear it. So sit back and enjoy Not My Children.
As a little girl, I dreamt about being a mum, though I never imagined I'd be a single mum. After a messy divorce at the age of 31, that's exactly what I became. In fairness to their father, although we didn't work out as a couple, he is a really good dad. Perhaps I should clarify that I'm a co-parenting mum, whatever you want to call it. I suddenly had to learn how to parent a newborn and a two-year-old alone 5 to 6 days a week. At first, it was hard. Like, the kind of hard where you imagine every single way to just give up before you've even got out of bed in the morning. But after a while, the kids and I learned a new normal, and it got better. I actually started to really dread them going to their dad's house because I'd miss them. When they were younger, I'd often find myself falling asleep the moment they went to bed out of sheer exhaustion. But later, I'd start to stay up and actually enjoy my time alone at night. That's when I first started noticing the noises. I'll never forget the first time I heard something odd. I was almost asleep in bed, and I heard my daughter crying in her room. Usually I'd just give her 1 or 2 minutes before I got up to change her diaper, give her more milk or a hug or whatnot, because she'd often fall back to sleep on her own. But after about 2 minutes and her crying growing louder and more insistent, I sat up, resigned myself to getting out of my cosy warm bed. The moment I sat up, realization hit me, my kids were with their father. I must have been in shock, because I remember saying out loud, "But Lily isn't home." The moment the words left my lips, the crying stopped. Like it knew it wasn't fooling me anymore, and it just gave up. I've heard that cats can sometimes sound like a crying baby, and we do have a lot of cats in the neighbourhood, so I convinced myself that was what it was, and I went back to sleep, without giving much more thought to it. Months went by, after that, without any other incidents. And eventually I almost forgot about it. But then one night, while my kids were with their father again, things got even more strange. I was laying in bed watching TV when something in the hallway caught my eye. I'd left the light on in the living room downstairs because I don't like outsiders to know that I'm alone at home. But for a brief moment, it looked like someone small had passed by my bedroom door and blocked out the light down the hall. I told myself it was just one of the dogs, but I knew that wasn't right, and my dogs are tiny chihuahuas, and this figure was the height of a small child. Unlike the first time, I couldn't just shake it off and go to sleep. I stared hard down the hallway, not sure if I wanted to see the figure again and know I wasn't going crazy, or just never see it again and forget. After a while, I shook my head and was almost resigned to thinking I was just too exhausted. When I heard it, "Mummy?" I felt my entire body go cold instantly. This was no cat, this was a voice, and it was one I knew better than anyone else in the world. It was the voice of my son. Despite my fear, I jumped out of my bed and I walked the few steps to my son's door to find the room as empty as I expected it to be. I looked at the familiar toys and the bright colours we'd chosen a year ago to decorate, but the room felt foreign to me and almost like I wasn't welcome there. For the first time living in my home, I felt afraid. The next morning, I brought up the events from the night before to a close friend of mine. She didn't laugh or call me crazy or dismiss my concerns, but she did offer me something to think about. When my husband had first moved out, I sank into a deep depression. It was so bad that I couldn't stand to be alone in the home because it was too quiet. I always had friends stay over to sleep on the couch or family members would come for dinner. Even if we didn't talk or hang out, they knew I just needed to not be alone in a dead silent house. She said, "Maybe it's a guardian angel who knows how much you need somebody with you." As a Christian, and someone who believes that there is a lot more out there than we know, I really took comfort in her answer. "Why do you think it wouldn't sound like my ex-husband then, or my friends who stayed with me?" I asked her. "It must know that the kids are the people that you love the most," she replied. For the next few months afterward, any time I heard something in the house or caught a glimpse of something out of the corner of my eye, I told myself this is a good spirit, it's an angel, just trying to make me feel less lonely. But for some reason, I felt more afraid than comforted, and it seemed to know it because I was seeing the dark figure more and more and the feeling of cold dread I felt in its presence. I've always been a big fan of the ghost hunting type shows, and one evening I was sat down, tuned into an episode, and it had a woman on it who was talking about spirits that can sound like children. I listened as she explained that if an entity imitates your children, they're usually trying to lure you towards them and they're not what you think they are. this information struck me to my core. Maybe it wasn't an angel at all. I went to bed that night ready to wake up the next morning, research what I'd learned that day, and make sure this entity knew it wasn't welcome in my home anymore. Around 2 a.m, something in the house made a noise loud enough to wake both the dogs and send them running down the hall barking. I groaned at the interruption of my sleep and yelled at the dogs to pipe down, and laid back down a bit miffed. But after a few moments, I heard the sound that must have woken up the dogs. It was a light knock on my son's door. Because my son's little, he can't open the door on his own, so when he wakes up in the morning, he knocks on the door so I can come and get him. But my son wasn't home, and I'd left his door wide open to get the air circulating through the house. I lay totally still, and I heard it again, a gentle knock, 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 this time followed by, "Mummy, come get me." Whatever this was, it wanted me to come to it, and there was no way that I was going to. The knocking grew slightly more insistent and was joined by the sound of my daughter crying out. Even knowing the sounds weren't coming from my kids, I found it hard not to go to them. It's not natural for a mother to ignore something that sounds like her children in distress. I almost stood up when the snore knocks grew into loud bangs, and my daughter's innocent cries became deafening screams. "Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!" They screamed over and over. Despite my fear, I finally sat up in bed and cried out, "No!" An instant silence fell, and I let out the breath I didn't even realize I'd been holding. As I gathered my thoughts, in the silence, I heard a small shuffling in the hallway. A fear I've never experienced filled me when my eyes fell on the image of my two tiny children walking into my room. They looked identical to my children. Same fragile little bodies, same sweet angelic faces. One thing was very different, and it sent a chill down my body and made my heart pound out of my chest. Their eyes were completely black, soulless and evil and nothing like my children. "Don't you want to come with us, Mummy? We need you," my son said in his tiny voice. Very slowly, my daughter reached out her little hand for me to take. Not even realizing I was doing it, I started to reach mine out to take her grasp. I felt myself drawn to them like they needed my help. "No," I told myself and pulled my hand back quickly. "Get up, Mummy," my son insisted in a tone I'd never heard come from him. "Now!" This voice sounded nothing like my son, nothing like a human at all. It was deep, threatening like a growl, and I shrank back in fear, unable to move. As they both reached forward and began to grab at my blanket, crying, "Mummy! Mummy! Mummy!" I gathered all the strength I had in me and sat up and screamed, "You are not my children!"
Well, what a brilliantly creepy story. And thank you so much, Amber, for sending it in. That was fantastic. I enjoyed it from the moment I read it to producing it right to the end editing. And also shout out to my wife, Lucy, for reading it. She is, an ever popular choice when stories are sent in. So don't be afraid to request that she reads them. And when she has a moment, I always get her to record for me because I know she's a fan favorite. So yeah, what now? Well, it's up to you to let us know if you think Not My Children was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. You could do this by going over to our Patreon page. You don't need to be a paid subscriber to access it. I think you need an account though, and you can vote there for if you think it's based in fact or fiction. Or likewise, you can jump over to our Facebook page by searching Ghost Stories the Podcast and let us know what you think there. We also have a bit of a Facebook group which you can request to join as well. I'd love to know what you think. I have my own opinions, but I don't want to sway you all. Maybe I'll reveal one day what I believe. We'll leave it at that. So thank you all so much for tuning in. If you are new, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you've not done so before, you can absolutely make my you know, week, my month, my year, just by clicking that subscribe button and leaving us a 5-star review on the podcast. You know, it helps us get found, helps us get more listeners. And ultimately, you know, I just do this off my own back, on my own. So those little bits of support you do, it really helps me keep going. And, you know, if we have advertising there, it helps the production cost of stuff, because even though I do as a hobby, it's not free. I have to pay for the hosting and everything as well. But I'm happy to do so because you all seem to enjoy it. And I love hearing from you all as well. So if you have anything you want to send in, do get in touch. So yeah, that's it. I'm going to go try and cool down. It's a hot, hot day here. Obviously, I turned off the fan to record, like I said at the start. I need to get that back on straight away. I hope you're all staying safe, keeping cool, and being nice to each other. I'll see you next week, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?